a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Live from the middle of America in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And the name of the program is The Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. How are you? It is Thursday, October the 25th, 2007. Glad you're with us for the broadcast tonight. I'm in kind of a strange mood tonight. I've had a lot on my mind all day long, kind of going on and on. I've been actually watching Alex Jones' Endgame tonight, and I've got about 45 minutes left to go in the movie. And nicely done. Nice job. First part starts a little slow with information. It's a lot of stuff that's been covered previously that he's covered, like with the Bilderberg folks and stuff, but the eugenics section in this thing is incredible. And I've enjoyed the movie so far. And they've done great work. The graphics are nice. The video is nice. And I know there are tons of people trying to download it tonight. And they're just getting smacked over there. But I've been watching part of it off and on throughout the evening. And nicely done. Well, very nicely done. And I can see why it took them 14, 15 months to do it. But very nicely done. I was quite impressed with the work that's gone into it. Attention to detail. And the photography is... I think the photography in the movie is probably the best I've seen out of Alex. That's some great work that they've done. And... very, very impressed. I think it's going to help a lot of people understand a number of things. And so I'm looking forward to people getting hold of it and looking at it. Ron Paul, the campaign, they added in some offline donations that come in. They're up to over $2.25 million for the month as far as fundraising goes. They've got a goal of $4 million, and so we're one and three quarter million away. I don't know if we're going to hit the four. It looks like three is pretty doable based on what I've seen them do on a daily basis. And then over at thisnovember5th.com, that's thisnovember5th.com, they've been looking for, 100,000 people to offer and pledge that on November 5th, they'll donate $100 to Ron Paul's campaign. I've signed up to do it, and I've given $100 out of another pledge as well, and another, at least one more contribution I think I made. We go over there. They've got 10,000 subscribers. They're 10% of the way there, and make your pledge to give $100 to the Ron Paul campaign. We got to get this message out. It's very, very important. We're going to talk about why. Coming up after the break. It's open lines tonight. Our number, 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. Strap in. This is going to be an interesting show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Back here on the Midnight Rider. Welcome aboard here. Let's Mouseketeer roll call time here. Yes, indeed it is. Two chat rooms we have running during this broadcast. The first one is at the republicbroadcasting.org website. Just go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the chat link, and boom, you are in and chatting. Grab a username, password, pick it, and keep the same name every time, and you're right in there. And in there we have Alan, Catherine, Deke66, Fresh, John G underscore DDI, Karen Johnson is in there, and we also have Wolf in the Republic Broadcasting chat room. And then over to the Midnight Rider chat room, we got a crowd of folks in there. A. Barry Jane, Break the Box, Calvin, Doug, Forming the Archetype, Mac Daddy, James, John Preston, Josh, Kay Barker, MT, Killtown is in there, Chris, Lee, Michael Vale, Mike CTW, Ness, OD66, P-Rod68, we've got Paul Chowder Revere in there, Erratic27, Stephen C., Sidetracked 1, the 00 Viper, and Young Union are in there. So everybody, hello, and thanks for listening to the program and participating in the program tonight. This is an integral part of what we do, these chat rooms, and the conversations that are contained in them benefit this program greatly. And I don't know what I would do without them, quite honestly. I've been at this almost 15 months as far as Baccalaureate Radio. And I've had a chat room I think we've had a chat room for every show, but one. And that show was terrible. It was just awful because I didn't have the contact. Contact, knowing that people were there, you know. So I like having the contact and the interaction. I've always thought that is just, you know, the way to go. And very, very cool. And something that I like to have. Oh, did I miss Ness? I think Ness is in there as well. So howdy to Ness and SoCore.net, who just popped into the Midnight Rider Show chat room as well. So glad everybody is here. Glad everybody is assembled. And glad everybody's listening tonight, both here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're also simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network, which we do every night. We're on KU Satellite. So everybody listening on the dish, welcome to the program. And also I have to say hey to everybody listening on micro-broadcast low-power FM stations and those that run them. This is huge stuff, and I am not going to go a night and neglect mentioning you people. You folks out there that run these micros and get them up and are helping to spread the word across the country, it's huge. And look, I'm hearing from people day after day after day that they want information on micros. I'm going to have the micro show posted on the Midnight Rider Show website here very, very soon. I've got the show is available to download through republicbroadcasting.org. But I'm going to have it available on the Midnight Rider Show website where you can get it. We're going to build a micro broadcasting section on that site and actually even on the TruthNet Radio website just to talk to people and explain to them what's involved with micro broadcasting and how it works and the whole nine yards and just give people information and links, you know, where they can go and start looking at equipment and that type of thing. And we're going to do another micro show here in the very near future. And they've been pretty popular so far. We've done two of them, one impromptu and the other one planned. And good number of phone calls, good number of people listening. People want to know what to do and how to do it. And this is one way that you can go about doing this and literally make a huge impact on the people in your area. And it doesn't require you getting out of your house. It just requires some courage and some money to set it up, that's all. And to get it going, and there are people out there who can guide you through this whole process and get you running. So it's very cool. So I'll have the a link posted for you very soon on the Midnight Rider Show website, so keep going over there and looking, and it'll be there very soon. That site's going to get a complete makeover, and we're going to make the bad boy usable. We're going to have some news on it, all that information. I'm actually wanting to start writing again. I've not written in a long time. I've got one article coming out in Republic Magazine. I think it's going to be available on November the 6th. Just a short little 300-word article I was asked to write. And just tickled to death to get to do it. And I've not written an article in years. I actually used to do a sports column in a local county newspaper here in Oklahoma years ago. And I enjoyed doing that. And I'd forgotten what it was like to sit down and really write. Not the 300 words was really writing. It took me 2 or 3 hours to do the article, but and to look some things up and that kind of stuff and put it all together. But I vastly enjoyed it, and so that's one of the things I want to do is write. And I just, you know, start putting my thoughts down and that kind of thing, and, you know, maybe do some research on some different areas that we explore and that kind of thing. Maybe, you know, just to add things to the program that gives us places to go and that kind of thing, and maybe start compiling, you know, some of the guest information and things like that. I think that would be ultimately very, very cool and very, very neat to have available. My ultimate goal, folks, quite honestly, is to get this to as many people as we can. And I think through the help of micro stations, if we can get these stations out in mass, we can affect a huge change in this country. And I keep saying the basic infrastructure is together, and it's very doable. And just we need people ready to do it and who are willing to step forward and do it. There is a cost to freedom, folks. And we talked about this briefly last night, and this has been on my mind all day. The cost of freedom. How far are we prepared to go? What are we prepared to do? I think a lot of people expect this taking back of our country and reestablishing freedom and truth and justice in our country is going to come easily. That if we just keep handing out DVDs, the nation's going to turn and everything's going to go back to the way it's supposed to be. And I disagree with that. If you look at the men and women of the American Revolution, many of them paid a very, very heavy price. Some with their lost their land, their property, and some even lost their lives. And they paid a heavy price for freedom. Many of those on the signed their name to the Declaration of Independence and immediately became wanted men. Some of them died destitute after being fairly wealthy. This is not without risk. And I think that we have to start putting things in very much into perspective of what we're prepared to do. How far is each individual prepared to go? And that's kind of what I'd like to hear about tonight. If you've made that decision, how far you're willing to go? I'd love to hear what you think about it. And the number for that is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Just so many thoughts running in my mind, in my mind today about this. And as we've had a number of things going on. And we'll talk more about it here as the show progresses. I mean, I don't have a lot of audio, don't have audio cuts for you tonight. There's information we're going to look at. This HR 1955, we talked about it some last night. I'm going to talk about it some more tonight. It's just now starting, the information about this is just now starting to get out to the Patriot community. And I felt it warranted going back over again. Ron Paul's got a new piece of legislation that he's introducing into Congress that I'd like to go over that a little bit too tonight. And just talk. And let's just chat. As Gene in Texas says, come on up on the porch. Let's fire up some coffee. And let's just sit down and have a chat. Because I think we need to examine this, the cost of freedom, and what price we're willing to pay. Because I think before we get involved in this, for many people, I think that's a decision most people need to make. And I think for some people to understand exactly what they're getting themselves into, they need more information. Back in a minute with more. If you'd like to join us again, the number 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. My no time flies so quickly.
Always like this song. Let it play a minute, Manny.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one was to blame. I know time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling.
like starting over.
The late John Lennon and Yoko Ono. 1980, if I remember right. I think the record was on Warner Brothers Records, I think. I'm trying to make sure that that's correct. Yep, I had the 45. Believe it or not. Man, he's probably never seen a 45. Young thing he is. Get you a stack of albums on the old stereo and load them up and just one drop right run after the other. Listen all night long. Heck of a deal. Great song, though. Had the nice little bells, the little ding at the beginning. Ding, ding, ding. All right. Enough of my college of musical knowledge. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Over the break, I had water like go down the wrong pipe. That was the strangest thing. Wow. All right. Into this, the cost of freedom. What are you prepared to do? How far are you prepared to go? Are you prepared to go to jail? Are you prepared to give up everything you have? What are you prepared to do? Are you prepared to put on a t-shirt and hand out a DVD? Are you prepared to put up a micro? How far are you willing to take it? All right, and I think that's the major question. It's a question that you have to ask yourself. Because quite honestly, I'm going to be ultimately honest with you here. We're at a point now with bills like H.R. 1955 that overwhelmingly passed in the House of Representatives. 404 yes votes to only 6 no's and 22 didn't vote. They suspended the rules, did it on a voice vote. There was no debate. It just passed. Just like the old Patriot Act. These people want us dead or compliant, one of the two. Compliant for now, dead later. And that's not a sexy subject. People don't want to talk about this stuff. I mean, he's like, oh my gosh. People turn it off. Don't turn it off. I'm telling you, don't turn it off. Because this is the conversation I think we need to have with ourselves. To decide, what am I willing to do? What am I willing to lay down? What am I willing to forego in this battle for freedom to retake this country and put things right? You know, ask yourself that question and decide. And if you don't think that there's much that you can do or much that you're willing to do, then quite honestly, maybe it's time that while you still can, if you still can, to fade back into the woodwork. It's a decision that each and every one of us has to make. Not many shows on this. Not many discussions on this. We all just kind of assume that we're going to the end, boys. Bring it on. And that may not be the case for many people. By the way, Ron Paul did not vote on H.R. 1955. If I remember right, he was in New Hampshire when this vote was taken, getting all of his campaign paperwork filed. Kucinich voted no. Yet, he'll vote to take the guns. Back with more. And we're going to get into this H.R. 1955. I want to hear from you. 800-313-9443. Don't go anywhere. There's more on the way. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Midnight Rider. Now, I'm not. Look, I don't want to be a downer, okay? That's the one thing I don't want to be. I don't want to say, "Oh, man, this is so depressing. I don't want to hear it." But it's a serious issue. Something very, very serious. Because it deals with each of us individually. And it requires a decision from each and every one of us. These people are step by step legislating
and regulating freedoms and rights away that are supposed to be unalienable or unalienable, whatever you want to call them. Same word. And yet, the vast majority of the people in this country just sit back and watch it happen as if they're paralyzed. We all, everybody knows the corruption that goes on in the government. There's 12, well, this time last year, there was over 2,200 cases of public corruption being investigated by the FBI. 2,200. In Washington alone, they had to triple their staff because of so many corruption cases in Washington, D.C. alone. Bills like this, H.R. 1955, that are designed to take your right to free thought, your right to be upset with your government, and establish a commission that, in essence, will determine what is terrorism and isn't terrorism. And they've got this fine-sounding name, the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007. In other words, it's basically a thought crimes prevention act. That you can't think these things. It's bad if you think these things. Heaven to Betsy, don't think these things. You shouldn't be thinking this stuff. What do you mean? There's something wrong with our government. You're bad. You're evil. You're terrible. You're with the other side. You're aiding the terrorists. You're helping Al-Qaeda. You're disgruntled. Ooh. Sit down, shut up, and pretend you have a vote. That's essentially what we're being told. Sit down, shut up, or suffer the consequences. They're going to create a commission that's going to go and look at things going on around this country, and they're going to take 18 months to do it, and they're going to determine what's domestic terrorism, what isn't. You've already got it being bantied about on networks like Fox News over these forest fires. These wildfires that are burning out of control in Southern California. Had a terrorism expert, quote unquote, on today that used the term more than once, domestic terrorism. Domestic terrorism. Domestic terrorism. Domestic terrorism. They're already on television selling the idea that anybody that goes against the government line is a terrorist, is a kook, is a nut. Glenn Beck is saying that, oh, anybody that thinks that 9/11 was an inside job, that's the type of a group that a Timothy McVeigh would come from. Now, the average American hasn't done any research into what happened at the Murrah Building bombing, and according to the media, Timothy McVeigh is the only one involved. They don't know the fact that there's surveillance camera footage that's never been shown that will clearly see and show that he was not alone. Most of them don't know about the work of Jesse Trinidad, who has been trying to figure out why his brother was murdered in a federal transfer facility right here in Oklahoma City just shortly after the Murrah Building bombing occurred. What he thought was just going to be just a simple investigation into why his brother was murdered there at the transfer center has turned into an all-out-and-out investigation on the Murrah Building bombing itself. He has come to the conclusion through government documents and papers, and now the fact that he's Terry Nichols' attorney, he's seen that essentially what happened on April 19th, 1995, was a government sting gone wrong, just like the World Trade Center bombing in 1993. Although the informant in that case didn't want to use real explosives, but the FBI insisted. Same thing here. So Timothy McVeigh is likely to type is likely to emerge. Because again, you've got a government who says, we create the reality. We control the reality. We make reality whatever we want it to be. And we expect the people of this country to go along with that perceived reality that we've created and ginned up. Now, you and I, most, I would venture to say that probably 95% of the people listening to this broadcast, either live on or via the archives, are pretty well aware that the reality that's created by the powers that be and by our mainstream media is all ginned up and cooked up. And so we're expected to just follow that along. And even though we know that it violates, what they do is violating the Constitution, because in the end, the Constitution is just a piece of paper. And quite honestly, since they've watched us for so long, they don't really anticipate us to do much yet, although they know at some point in time that we're going to get tired and we're going to rise up. And they, in their mind, think that they have the proper things to combat that. Their strategy is clear, and the strategy they perceive us to be having is one clear as well. They expect us at a certain point in time to pick up guns and attack them. I personally think that we can do this without firing a shot. I hope that we can. By ramping up this information war. They've been at war with us for a long time, putting crap and junk in our minds and conditioning us to believe certain things that on their own merits are so absurd. But they're presented in a fashion to you as the official word, and most people not thinking accept it as fact. And so when we, who have stepped away from the perceived reality, and we've taken off the rose-colored glasses and we're no longer viewing things through that lens, we see things as they are. Some see it more clearly than others just due to the fact that they've been at this longer and they've gotten more information. But still, they keep working with this perceived reality and continue to condition the public to believe certain things. Now they're saying that it's possibly Al-Qaeda who started these wildfires down in California. And it doesn't matter whether it's true or false, the very fact that they're speaking of it on a news broadcast will lead many Americans to put in their mind that, yes, it's Al-Qaeda, a group that virtually does not exist, a war on terror that does not exist, and they can continue to scare the American people. And they've got two angles at this now, because they're looking at this from the fact that, well, this probably is arson. That's what they're selling at this point. So that's domestic terrorism. Ooh, you're bad now. See, now we're guilty by association. And in this bill, they're very clever. They're very clever in how they go about all this. Because they have multiple paths that they can take in this. One, they can continue to sell the Al-Qaeda thing. Or two, they can start to focus on the domestic terrorism. But in this bill, They look at everything, and they're talking about violence and violence and violence. And then the other faces of the phenomena. The other faces, like Patriot Radio, a Patriot website, a documentary that talks about freedom. Already, according to the Patriot Act, people that want to talk about the Constitution and carry that literature in their car Oh, they're already considered terrorists. Anybody who commits a misdemeanor, that's considered terrorism. Section 802 of the Patriot Act. Look it up. And now this H.R. 1955 that goes to set about a commission to look into all the homegrown terrorism. So that you and I are automatically grouped into this whole group. Well, these people think this. Now, while they've not taken up arms, they speak of overthrowing the government or changing the government, changing the political landscape of this country. Ooh, all of a sudden, freedom of speech is now sedition. The want of redress of grievances with the government is now sedition and terror and is a traitorous activity. But when in essence you have 404 treasonous traitors that voted yes on this bill, that violate the Constitution. Look, there's already an ample supply of law on the books to cover these type of problems. If somebody decides they want to blow something up because they're disgruntled, there's a law on the book, there's law all over the place, both federal and state, to stop them. They just have to be enforced. If you know who it is, and evidently they know who a lot of this stuff is because they're infiltrating the groups. So H.R. 1955 goes to put into law the ability for people to essentially have what will turn out to be nothing but McCarthy hearings onto what people believe and how they feel this country should be. All under the guise of attacking the white supremacist and the militias and the homegrown terrorist, the person who's there disgruntled, has been staying up late at night looking at vicious training material and recruitment material on the internet. And that's what they'll start calling our websites and these programs. I don't advocate violence. Not at this point. Will I? Maybe one day I will. But today I think we have an opportunity to restore our country. Well, what I'm saying right now is a terrorist act. To restore our country back to what it was supposed to be. We allowed the government to take as much power as what they have. We've allowed it. Steve in Ohio, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Hello, Mike. This H.R. 1955, I've been thinking, you know, if a patriot tries to stand up for the Constitution, you know, he's going to be thrown in jail or whatever, tasered, all kinds of stuff, right, tortured and thrown in jail. But, you know, I was watching this fathead Rush Limbaugh the other day, and he was mad at a news reporter or something, and he says... He says over the year that he's going to dig up all kinds of dirt on this guy, you know, and ruin him. And then he turns around and says they're even going to find out where his kids go to school. You know, now that right. Sounds like a threat to me. But, you know, these people are allowed to say anything they want. But you get a group of people standing up for their rights, their Constitution, you know. Now they're going to be thrown in jail, you know, or whatever they're going to do to them. But that's just not right. You know, I think a lot of these neocons, you know, they're ruling everything right down to the local level. You know, we have that same problem in our town. You wouldn't dare speak out in this town, or your life would be destroyed. You'd be run out of town or thrown in prison.
Sure.
You know, so I think that's a lot of the problem why the people that are informed just aren't speaking out. They know what will happen to them, you know. So I'm doing like you said for the last couple of months. You know, I've been thinking, how far will I go? You know, will I give my life for my country? You know,
right.
And that's a big decision because, you know, you're leaving your family behind. You know, So it's a big decision. It's a serious thing to think about. But I suppose if you take your time and think it out, and you make up your mind, then that's a, and you're really serious about what you're going to do, you know. So I don't know. It's a big decision.
Yeah, it certainly is. The thing is, we're all big kids here.
Yeah.
And I think it's a question that we need to ask of ourselves.
Yeah.
And where people stand. In their own mind with what they're prepared to do. Because I thought about this all day after a phone call last night in the program, and most people don't realize, I think in their mind they think that this is all going to be done quietly and easily, and that freedom is going to end, and the restoration of our country is going to come without any type of real price. And I think that they're patently wrong.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's time right now for every man to sit and think about it and how far he'll go for his country and his freedom. His freedom. And, you know, they better do it, you know, because it's coming fast, you know. And I just think it'd be wise for anybody to think about this.
Most certainly. Steve, I appreciate the call. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Now, for those who don't know my story, I had, I've always questioned authority my entire life. And in the mid 90s, up before, oh, this is probably 93, 94, so early to mid 90s, before the Murrah bombing, I'd listened to early Patriot radio. And I literally just absolutely laughed at the stuff. I thought, oh, come on. And a lot of it was because of the presentation. The presentation just didn't interest me. I thought it was hokey, and I just tuned it out. I knew in 95 when the Murrah building bombing happened, you remember things that weren't exactly right, but you put them out of your mind. Because quite honestly, I was totally conditioned by the media. I'd been part of it. And had thought that, well, okay, that's, I've got to believe what they're saying, even though that I sat and watched the television coverage that morning of them pulling bombs out of the Murrah building. And so the story sold that it's one guy in a Ryder truck with a big ammonium nitrate bomb that takes out the Murrah building. And in the city, we knew a lot of, so much about that whole thing was wrong. But in the end, you just pass it off and you go on with your life and you're not real concerned about it. And you just kind of hum, go down the road. It wasn't until 2005. I spent some time watching the hurricanes that year, and had noticed with others that there seemed to be some real strange things happening with these hurricanes, that they were building up to huge strength levels in a matter of hours, and then it came, Katrina came and hit New Orleans. And I sat there, and as I watched the coverage, they were all breathing a sigh of relief. And that night, after the hurricane hits, the levees break. And you have you wake up the next morning, you have all these people standing around, not knowing where to go, not knowing where to be. It's incredible. You're just going, what? And all these people are standing out on bridges in downtown. They'd all been mustered into the Superdome, as that was supposed to be a safe place, and the sewers backed up from all the water that came in, and they couldn't use the toilets, and you had an immense amount of smell. You had stories of people being raped and murdered inside of the Superdome, and these people were all eventually moved outside, and there were people over at the convention center a few blocks away, living in similar squalid conditions. And yet nobody was doing anything to get these people out when safety for them was basically a 5-mile walk away. And then I remember vivid pictures, and I got to thank Fox News for finally waking me up. Vivid pictures of these people standing there on I-10, just right outside of downtown. I mean, just very close. Kind of like where, as the highway kind of loops around the Superdome, if you've ever been on I-10 through New Orleans. And there all these people were standing, waiting and hoping for aid, and it's streaming by them, but nobody stops. We'll pick it up on the other side. This is the Midnight Rider. If you'd like to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.